It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 756.
Tully Smythe, welcome back to the show. Yay. It's a very special day to have you on because today is also hump day.
It is. My favorite day of the week.
Well, we were having a bit of a meeting before the show and we kind of, we don't want to assume people watch the hump days, but we know fucking people watch the hump days. And we didn't want to assume Tully did, but she said, I've seen them.
Yeah.
I've fucking seen that.
Guys, I'm your biggest fan. I don't always like everything. Mm-hmm. When I like something, it's because I really like it. But I'm watching everything.
Yeah, so what is your vibe? Because I've that's a bit of – I was going to mention Grace.
so early. Let's do it.
So Mason's
– I know Grace is with us right now.
We said save it for the show and you wanted to ask Mr. 97 something. So take it away, Tully.
I'm just a little bit upset. I just feel like I should have gotten a phone call or a text message or, you know, something letting me know that you're – status had changed, but I'm actually sweating now thinking about it. It makes me a little bit up. What's going on? What do you have to tell me?
We're dating.
You and I. No. I mean, I wish.
This couldn't have gone worse, to be honest.
Who's dating? You and Grace?
Yeah, Grace and I are dating.
I thought Grace wasn't an issue to me. Gemma told me that I didn't have to worry about Grace because she was in Sydney.
No, she's in Perth.
But she's coming in 11 days to Melbourne.
Oh, cute. Yeah. 11 sleeps. Well... How do mom and dad feel about it? Because I know that they loved me.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty pumped as well. So.
Well, to be honest, I think it had his dad loved you based on potentially getting tickets to the Melbourne.
I did make that promise, so I will stand by that promise. I will take your dad to the Melbourne Cup if we have a Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, but do you think this shit's going to come back? I mean, you're an event head.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on? Any plans?
There's no way. Like... Everyone's being so cautious, so careful. I haven't even heard a whisper about events starting back up again. I mean, they can't even fit more than 20 people in a venue. So you can't even – how can you have an event with less than 20 people? It was interesting to see how different brands and PR agencies sort of adapted to the isolation. I know that there was one brand who – was supposed to have a launch party and instead sent the invitees a bunch of different boxes with different numbers on them. And then they had like a schedule for the morning and they told you when to open each box. And like the first box, there was like some breakfast stuff and like a little mini sort of Prosecco. And then the next box was like, so they kind of brought the event to you, which I thought was really interesting. So it's been interesting to see how brands are tackling it. But I don't imagine events coming back anytime soon.
Have any sort of stunk a little? Like, I mean, I've seen you've been getting sent a bunch of stuff. The wine stuff looked great.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of wine, which is, I mean, no one's going to say no to wine. A lot of skincare. I think, you know, sort of brands realize really early on, you know, whether this was going to help them or hinder them. And skincare, a lot of makeup, which was interesting because I'm like, where am I putting on this makeup? Where am I wearing this makeup to? A lot of interest from sex toy companies, which we spoke about briefly off air before, because vibrator sales went through the roof. But yeah, there wasn't anyone that was, I mean, people were pretty, we're all in the same boat. I think people were just trying to hang on. There were a lot of little sort of, I did a lot of posts for sort of smaller businesses that were basically, you know, going to lose everything. Cafes and stuff like that, a lot of at-home meals, DIY meals. But, yeah, it's been a really interesting time.
You've been known to order a lot on Uber Eats. Has it gone up?
Do you know what? It's gone down. And really? I think that's because, as with everybody, you know, I've been cooking more, baking more, and that, as I said before, I've been actually driving to venues, my favourite restaurants, my favourite cafes, and buying food from them directly so they get all the money. So I've been doing
a lot
more.
Have you had a favourite? What's been your favourite?
Yeah, I've been ordering a lot of food from 2 Pounds. So 2 Pounds is in Armidale, right near my house, and they're usually a catering and events company, and they've obviously had all their events cancelled or their weddings cancelled, and they've been doing these amazing home-cooked meals. Their menu changes every week, and they've got this absolutely delicious chicken, leek and bacon pie. It is phenomenal. It's $45. It's huge. It would feed like I eat it for days. But I've been ordering that a lot from them, helping to kind of keep them afloat, which has been good.
Pies are very hot right now, I think.
Are they?
Well, we're winter. Pies, soups, what else do they have?
I can't get
lasagna
around soups.
Why?
It's just not enough of a, like, you need to have crusty bread, and at that point, just have the bread.
But you've got no problem getting around thick shakes, baby.
No, I love a thick shake.
Yeah, I know, but
but soup is not pretending to be a drink. Like a thick shake is a drink.
Yeah,
soup. You can get some hearty soups though with like chunks of meat in them, or like noodles or any like. You can get some.
I just wonder if it's getting it to that chunky level, is it actually a soup?
Is it then a stew?
Yeah. Is it a
what is a soup and what is a stew? Like, what makes a stew?
Well, I've been Bree and I have been doing Thai. We've been ordering Thai, but not getting the rice. And I realize how much of Thai food relies on rice. Like we keep asking, like,
it'd be
why
very
is
watery.
It? Yeah, and that's what I'm wondering. It's like, why is it so watery? It's because it's got no. coconut rice to absorb it up.
Yeah. I mean, I was eating soup last night, pumpkin soup, quite watery. It got to a point where it's like chewing gum. If I chew it for like more than 5 minutes, I start getting frustrated that my mouth starts to get a bit sore. I'm like, fuck this, spit it out. And so I was sipping like, and I was like, fuck this, picked it up and just sculled it. Yeah. I was like,
do you know what the worst chewing gum is? The bubblegum nose from a Bubbaloo Bill. That is hands down. Does that even gum? What is that?
It's like
that?
A gobstopper or something.
Oh, that is
You take two bites and you're like, what is this?
Well, I think that maybe they have to do something special for the, like,
to stay in the fridge. Yeah, it's gross.
No, I reckon it's margins. I reckon it's a cheap ball. It's like at a gumball like machine. Pay $1 for
and
a fucking.
It goes down.
It's all for kids. It's the same gum that comes from there. But I think there's a problem with freezing it. Mm-hmm. I reckon if you put extra into the freezer and then pulled it out and had a bite, you'd be like, this is
horrendous.
This stinks.
We got Bree and I got some of the cookie dough from like an ice cream shop. They're doing
the tub of dough thing.
Nah, it's like I looked at that, but the thing is, like, the tub of dough thing, you end up just like eating it from the tub. It's like an ice cream.
I think that's the point.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a dangerous habit. But there's they're doing like the logs. And so that you can.
That does not set appetizing in the slightest.
You cut it up and then you put it into the oven, which. And then they tried to upsell.
Oh, so wait, I love that. The cookie dough you get from like Woolworths.
Yeah, but it's like from an ice cream shop and then they try and upsell you to put ice cream in the middle.
Yeah, it's like a bespoke.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a Maxi Bon, but like rustic.
Yeah. Are you a Maxi Bon?
I am. I don't like the biscuit end, which I know is really controversial.
Mate, really? The best.
Your face? You just look so horrified.
But there is something in that. Like, I feel like that puts you in a good place to find a partner because that's like the.
Should that be my Hinge? Because you know, you wouldn't know, but on Hinge, you have to answer 3 questions, which is why I prefer Hinge to most dating apps. Because you kind of, with most dating apps, it's just the visuals that you get and you go yes or no based on someone's face. But with Hinge, you have to answer these 3 questions. You can choose the questions. Mm-hmm. But so you kind of get a snapshot of their personality as well as their face from the very get-go. Maybe that should be one of my questions.
No, what are the questions at the moment for
my
you?
Questions?
Yeah.
I walked right into that, didn't I?
Yep.
So one of them's a bit forward. Okay, I think I made this thinking I wouldn't probably be on it for a while. I was like, oh, this is kind of like funny and like, it sets you up. You guys know me pretty well by now. I'm a lot. And I just feel like pretending that I'm not a lot, it's just not going to do me any favors. Mm-hmm. So I'm just all out from the get-go.
But we did say we weren't going to mention anal on this.
We've already mentioned it. So we're already there. Okay, so my first one is, the question is, the dorkiest thing about me is, and then I put .. how long do you have? Because goofy, and I am a massive.
That's not that forward.
One. I start soft. You can also switch the placements around.
It's foreplay.
So I started with that, which says like, hey, like I'm like, look at me, but also like I'm a bit of a dork, like cute, but like approachable.
Give us one dorky aspect of Tully.
I used to do fencing.
Oh, that's right.
I played saxophone.
You're a big dog.
I used to be a gamer. Like, there are plenty of things that are dorky about me.
Mate, gaming is fucking rock star now.
But also followed by that question is like a super hot photo of me in a bikini.
Sure.
Like, I look like a bloody, that's a 12 out of 10 shot of me. Like, that might be the best photo I've ever seen of myself. Yeah. Like, I just look phenomenal.
Who took that photo?
That was at a big influencer event in Sydney for Revolve, which is a huge clothing company. American clothing company.
So I was a professional photographer.
No, it was just another influencer, but they are the best photographers. Other influencers take the best photos, hands down.
Mate, you're the self-timer queen.
Oh, I've gotten so good at it. I've now got a ring light. Like, I'm really upping my game. My second question is, it says, don't hate me if I, And then I said, drink you under the table. You can all attest to how much I can drink. Yeah, it's a lot. I'm just gagging for this to be full. Yeah. And then
she's
another hot photo. Actually, this photo
was
of me when I was in LA with you guys.
So that's when you snuck off.
No, I didn't sneak off. You left me.
Oh, yeah.
And then the last one. This is the forward one. It's actually a quote. And if you can tell me who the quote's by, I'll be very impressed. It says, my mantra is, and then I wrote, if you go home with somebody and they don't have any books, don't fuck them.
I believe ScoMo.
John Waters.
John Waters.
Yeah.
And
but then there's, to combat that, there's a nice smiling.
I just want
photo.
To understand how he's so fuckable.
Yeah, who is
just
John Waters?
It's just about, and most guys, because then you can respond. So when you see someone's profile, you can respond to one of their questions as like an opener.
Okay.
The amount of guys that are like, does a Kindle count? Or do coffee table books count? I'm like, I want a bookshelf.
No, you fucking dummy.
No, you dumb.
Wait, so what's the quote again? Read the quote. What was it?
If you go home with somebody and they don't have any books, don't fuck them.
Okay. What if they have a lot of books?
At least a risky.
But they don't read.
Which is that I have been known to have a lot of books.
Yeah,
you guys gave me books when we first met, was absolute.
That's not a euphemism. We literally just gave you books.
You did. It was so sweet.
Have you been reading in ISO?
You know what? I haven't been reading as much as I thought I would be. I've been doing a bit of writing. But yeah, I don't know. I felt that pressure. And I know it was a common phenomenon, so I don't feel like weird about it. But there was pressure because we had so much time to like do so much with it. Like I bought a bunch of books and I was like, I'm going to finish all of them. No, I did not finish all of them. I also didn't watch a lot of Netflix or anything. Like I didn't want to wake up and turn the TV on and then have the TV on all day and all night. Like it just felt really yuck.
Weren't you talking up that show where people go on an island but then they don't fuck?
That was the best. Too Hot to Handle. You guys not watched that?
Aussie dude that's dating the...
Oh, he's a waste of space. He reminds me of every douchebag I hooked up with at school is. Like he's just the typical, like that's a guy that I took home at school is in Byron Bay, like hands down. Yeah.
And
he's engaged to the hottest girl on the show. Like he managed to score the hottest woman on that show.
Yeah.
A lot of books.
He's now friends with Bieber.
Is he though? Like
Bieber slid into his DMs.
I'm friends with Bieber, you know.
And then they're having phone conversations. He was saying he's having like a couple of hour long conversations
been
with Bieber.
Catfished. No. Bieber, the INE is.
Have you guys watched the Bieber's Facebook show, the reality TV show they did while in ISO?
No.
YouTube?
Oh my God. No, it's Facebook have done it. It's on Facebook. It's a Facebook series. Yeah. It's like the Bieber's at home.
Oh, so you're referring to the YouTube one where he goes into the chamber.
No,
there was
not
a doco
this. That was just Justin. This is the Bieber's.
Are the Bieber's? As in his dad?
No, his wife.
Okay, so no, the family.
Just him and Hayley at home during ISO. Yeah,
mate, his dad's riding his son's fame hard.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So is his mental coach.
Oh, that's true.
His dad's hot. His dad's pretty hot. Yeah. I'd do his dad. I'd do most people, let's be honest.
Yeah.
No, but anyway, so it's the show. And I thought, because everyone loves, I mean, girls love Hailey Baldwin. She's got the best style in the world. I would kill for her wardrobe.
Is that why you love it? Style? What
just
is it?
She's a style art. She's just got really cool style. She's just really effortless.
Yeah.
And I love the story of those two because she was a massive Bieber fan. Like there's all this archived footage of like her tweeting, like how much she loved Bieber when she was a kid. And now she's ended up, like, she's played the longest game ever.
Well, what about
it's very similar to Grace in a lot of ways.
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. As a kid, Katie had Tom Cruise posters up in her room.
It's a little weird.
And then she ends up marrying him.
It's so weird.
It's off.
Bizarre. Anyway,
side note, who did you have on your wall as a kid?
Do you know who I loved? Josh Hartnett.
Oh, yeah.
Big Josh Hartnett fan. Yeah. I loved, he's in that movie 40 Days and 40 Nights where they don't have sex. Like the sex scene is an orchid being draped across her naked body, which turned me on.
40 Days and 40 Nights.
Yeah. He tries to like abstain from sex for Lent or like for like just for a social experiment. Okay. And then he obviously falls in love the minute he decides to do that because it's a movie.
Uh-huh.
And then they had this like sex scene that's not a sex scene because he's abstaining where she like drags this like orchid over his body. It's very erotic.
Like a flower. Is it an orchid flower?
Yes, that's a flower.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't realize that's where I was losing you.
No, but I just felt like that is strange. So she put a flower
because,
on him?
Because, sex isn't just about actually fucking. It can be quite intimate and erotic in other ways.
Uh-huh. About
did he take
Mason?
An antihistamine or was he fine?
Oh, my God. Of course you like ruined this beautiful sexy time moment.
So back to it. Hailey Baldwin,
Facebook
show.
Yeah, so anyway, I thought this is going to be a recipe. You know, and also like what a interesting insight. I think we've all really enjoyed seeing more of celebrities' homes during this time because they're sort of
to make us feel like how useless we are and how poor we all are.
Funny, you know, Kylie Jenner's moved. We're seeing more of her new house, yeah, which has a pool in the middle of everything, which is bizarre. Anyway, I thought it was going to be great. It is like watching paint dry.
Really,
it is so dry. So like, they're not, I don't even think they're into each other. Like it's that in one episode they get in a boat in like a dinghy and they just go into this lake and they're asking each other questions about their marriage and like, what's the best part about being married to me? And
what's in it for them? What do you think they're saying?
Obviously,
yes to that
Facebook
for?
Have paid them $1 million trillion. They're just at home bored. They're bored as well.
Yeah.
Bored at the house.
Well, I can tell you the best thing out of ISO was me somehow getting onto your Facebook page, following you.
You know, it's actually, I don't accept just anyone on my Facebook.
Mates.
I know, you should be like, it's a big thing to be on my Facebook.
Is this not public? Because, okay,
no.
So
is this page or friend? Like,
it must be a friend's.
No, it's my friend.
So it's friends, okay, right?
It's my personal page.
But it's the writing. If you want photos of Tully, go to Instagram. If you want.
That was our little secret, Josh. You're my only subscriber right now.
With the OnlyFans thing, is it public? Like, can I go onto OnlyFans.com and pick names? No.
You could search for
searching or actually looking at content.
It's all behind the paywall.
You can definitely go there and search
my name. See who it is. Okay, interesting. Yeah, go on, sorry.
Some of the stuff you've been writing, awesome. And if it's not public, I want to read some of out then. One of your ones recently. Because that's what, I mean, is it public? Can people see it?
No, only you can. Like, I don't think the boys have asked my Facebook friend.
No. Equal rights for others does not mean less rights for you. It's not pizza.
Equal rights.
Equal rights for others.
Why is that taking you so long
does
to
not
out,
mean
Josh?
Less rights for you. It's not pizza.
I get it. Because the pizzas are slices.
I just really... Facebook's where I actually put what I'm actually thinking and feeling. Because everything else is public and I can be judged. Twitter is pretty sassy because I believe I have no one I know personally on my Twitter. So Twitter is like... It's pretty out there. But my Facebook is my only private platform. It's the last bit of me that I don't have to share with Daily Mail or with whoever else.
Yeah.
So I put my actual thoughts and feelings. What else are you going to read? I'm looking at you scrolling.
I love it. Nah, this is a good one. Here's a handy dandy list of people to delete from your Facebook. And then I just click on it. No idea what was going to happen. Friends who like Donald J. Trump. And then it's got all my mates.
Wasn't that eye-opening? I found that really eye-opening.
But so wait, so it will show you who... Because, yeah, I wonder about that because I want to see.
How does that work?
It algamates people that, have liked Donald Trump on Facebook.
From my friends. So I'm looking at all these people that,
Facebook used to have a lot more that you could do. Like, so you could go into Facebook and say, people who like this page who live in Collingwood.
Yeah.
And all that,
but you could be like Richmond supporters from. Yeah. Paran and find like a group of people. Mm. Yeah, but that was funny because I had a bunch. I didn't name and shame anyone, nor did I actually unfriend them. Like, each their own, you know, we've all got different opinions. But I had a few people comment. If you'll see, that got kind of heated. I feel like people had a guilty conscience and a few of them were like, well, what if you like him just to see the funny things he's posting? And I'm like, settle down. Yeah. Just because you like him on Facebook doesn't mean you vote for him. It's okay.
That's what I do wonder. Like on Twitter, I always have to search him to read what he's written.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to sort of.
Always trending.
Yeah.
He's always trending.
That's true. We should it's hump day.
Yeah. So what do you know of this, Tully? What do you know of hump day?
Don't.
He's anxious enough. Sorry. We got in today and he's eating protein bars now. I mean, it must be the Josh Jansen effect. He's like, no, I'm just really anxious. I needed something.
He needed something in his tum-tum, which is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's not going to help your shit, though.
It's going to clog me up.
I swear sometimes you forget you guys are amongst females. Like, it's like being in the boys' locker room.
No, that's fine. Like, poo talk.
I hate shit talk. Really? Hate it.
So...
That wasn't an opener to start talking about.
Read the room, JJ.
I can't read. are you funny about if you stay at someone's house, like taking a dump?
I just don't shit.
Okay.
At all.
Don't shit.
I've dated people for like 4 years and they've never heard me fart ever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's and you skill. Said get it done in the first week.
Yeah, you've got to get it.
Is that your plan?
Well, that's Josh's advice.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
It's advice from a guy that's had one girlfriend, been with him for 13 years. I think it's sound advice, but it's also not that tried and tested.
But it's also that thing of like always be at a 60%, like or in from a looks perspective.
You've got to keep some mystery, mate. Yeah. Keep some mystery.
Isn't there other mystery though, other than shitting and farting?
Yeah, that's farting.
I mean, why did I do this? I've done this to myself.
You did. Georgie boy, go on.
That was good.
Oh, Tully fart.
No, I'm sweating just thinking that I possibly did that.
You need to go to the toilet.
Don't!
It's actually really suppressive, Tully. I don't like this behavior.
Okay, JD.
All right.
What's with the pointing?
I'm just fucking leading the ship. It's a new thing.
Okay. You don't Howard like Stern.
It. You don't like it.
Just Howard do it?
I don't know. Okay. Probably.
It's good to be back. I wasn't here last week.
Were you?
No. I was at Bunnings.
That's right. It was on for a job.
Yeah. But this is episode 10 of Hump Day Replay.
Huge.
Yeah.
Definitely worth celebrating.
Yeah. I'm proud of it. So
yeah, let's clap it before we even see it.
Right. Yeah, lots going on. I actually had a look to see how many episodes that makes it. And I think it's over 100 episodes that have been reviewed, replayed.
Oh, great.
Wow, really? Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
That's really impressive.
Is that true?
I think so.
We did double.
Okay, yes. We were doing two episodes a day for a while.
Yeah. And the first week, there was a few extras because... Yeah.
That's good.
Content.
Exactly. But so I've got a big bottle of Prosecco.
Which I've been gagging for since you mentioned it when I got here.
And so you were saying, Tully, that it's quite a premium or...
Well, it just doesn't look like a cheap bottle.
It looks nice, doesn't it?
It's not Passion Pop.
How much was it?
That's something that you'd bring to a date because it looks probably more expensive than it is.
Yes.
So you bring that and they think, oh, God, he spent a bit. When it's probably like $12.
20.
20?
That's not a cheap bottle, though.
No.
There is a really good cheap Prosecco that we've found.
I think that there's no one in this room who would be able to tell the difference. I think
absolutely.
There's no way. I was hoping for Passion Pop. This is great.
Yeah, happy.
So anyway,
how's it going to go with coffee? And you're having a hot choc as well.
I've finished that.
I finished it
in preparation.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a Grande Cuvée 1531 de Ameri.
Close. I think that mic just broke. Do we get that?
Yeah, we
actually
No. You were just a bit slow.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Hope you enjoy this one.
Open it.
So you're gonna
pop it, or at the end? Oh,
pop it now.
Okay.
Do it now or after?
Okay, here we go. Georgie Boys Hump Day Replay.
I've been sitting here hoping we could get tips.
Do you want to do it now?
I reckon we should do it now.
Yeah, let's all just fill the glasses.
It's going to take him 5 minutes to get this.
I feel like Tully should do it. I feel like he should.
Here we go.
Yeah, you do it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great. This is good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tully's got the...
This is my first day opening a boiler.
So are we all having some?
Is that?
Do you not want some?
Well, I mean, GB gave me a...
Then you're having some. That's a signal that you are having some.
Mace loves sparkling, guys. I tried to make him have some sparkling in LA, and he literally had to gag it down.
Okay,
I said, you will drink this champagne because it was a gift from the owner of the restaurant, and it's rude to not drink it.
Yeah, when Grant Smiley gives you booze, you fucking drink it.
Okay, here we go. So she's got her hands firmly on the...
Should I do it in front of...
Watch, great.
Guys, this is not my first
rodeo. Okay, here we go. So Tully's got... She's putting a lot... Oh, there we go. Jeez, that was good.
That was solid, wasn't it?
Who's going to do the honors?
Yeah. No, you go first. Fill yourself up, Tully, and then just pass. Just pass the bottle.
GB, you just take.
I'm having mine out of a water glass because there's only four glasses in this office.
Okay, stems are a bit bogan now, anyway, aren't they? Or stemless is bogan.
Amy just bought a new round, which means of glasses, which means we can get the ones from home and bring them to the office, so we'll have more.
We have it's an eclectic.
I'm going to get, you guys going to,
how do you want to get yours?
Seth will bring it in.
Do you want a top up?
Great. She's just getting a little bit more.
Okay, Tully is filling good. Up. That's,
happy,
just, that's two standard be, drinks.
Okay.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. 12:27.
Okay.
Great.
Here we go.
Just confirming I can leave my car here, guys.
Yes, you can. Alrighty. And GB, anything else you want to say before we play?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, this is...
Are we playing a drinking game?
Do you want to thank Mama Bear?
Thanks, Mummy Bear.
Thanks, Mama Bear. Thanks, Mum.
Loves that.
Are we playing Pickle? You guys know I love
it. Replay. This week, we celebrated the Queen's birthday.
What a woman. What a woman.
Got a pretty good life.
I wonder how she's still alive, to be honest.
96-year-old woman on a horse, royal.
I would blow up if I wasn't on this fucking horse.
We heard about producer Jess's boxing match.
I knocked her eyelashes out.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's better than teeth.
Undefeated champ.
Oh, really? Oh, clap. Oh, that's when you good. Clap.
And Mr. 97 had a close call with raw chicken.
We had a freshly stocked fridge. And so there was red pepper.
He lives at the Grand Hyatt.
Oh, it's great. There was red pepper and there was hummus. When I was eating the red pepper, there was this little, like, thing on it. And I thought it was just
describe
hummus.
Describe it.
What is, sort what of it? Like hummusy, raw chicken colour.
And I licked it.
I took on salmonella.
Speaking of a full fridge, JJ wants to get into the smart home game.
So I think smart locks would be great. Security cameras would fucking have every corner of the house. The thing that is cool is being able to have the cameras in the fridge so it knows when you're low on stock.
Low on protein bars.
Okay, yep, I'll let Josh know.
Low on Monster Energy drink.
Still got a full can. But
low on red peppers.
I call them capsicums, but yeah.
Low in zinc.
I don't really know what that is.
Low on ideas.
I've got a few. They're not great.
Low on
but
motivation.
I'm actually feeling quite inspired,
low
to be
in
honest.
Iron.
That's true. I have been feeling a little bit tired
low
lately.
Low on time. Low on blood sugar.
Low on self-esteem.
Low on friends.
Low on money.
A.
Low on
battery. Low on
internet.
Low on genuine AirPods.
Tell you what you're not low on. Confidence. Nice haircut. Ah, thank you so much. With the Megaphone sponsorship up for grabs.
Ben Fordham, hot off the microphone.
The boys had a few personal shout-outs.
Tava from RBK Advisory. Little shout-out. You're a good man.
Stir fries are great. Just shout out for Steph.
I'm actually going to shout out salmon and zucchini. Baked. Simple, 15 minutes, cut it all up, big salt and pepper, a little that's bit of lemon. Right. Done.
No, it's either pan fried or you just do zoodles.
This guy. Yeah.
With international travel still on hold, JJ got nostalgic.
I actually went to Krakow in Poland, KL to Lahore. I went to Munich.
Have you been?
Pakistan, yes.
Really?
Yeah. When we were in Alabama, when we were leaving Heathrow, last time I'm going to mention a place, but Auckland.
And there was tension between Grace and Mr. 97.
Your girlfriend Grace uses the phrase or the word palmy to describe a chicken parmigiana.
Yeah, no, that's wrong.
Palmy vs. Palmer hotline, how are you?
Oh, we've had conversations about it.
I'm sorry, but there is no cure. You just have to change. You just have to stop saying Palmy and start saying Palmer.
It's baby talk, though, isn't it? That's my criticism. It's like dippy egg, asking for dippy eggs and soldiers.
The baby talk continued with a question from Tommy.
So in the car, we're trying to explain to Bodhi what funky means.
Well, funky is like to groovy.
What does groovy mean?
Thumbs up, funky. Sunglasses on. Funky. Cool music. Funky.
Looking good. Oh, thanks, mate. Anything else? Huh? Oh, sorry. How would you describe me? Stylish. Looking cool. Looking groovy. Groovy? Groovy. There you go. Oh, sorry. No. I meant... looking good. Looking... Yeah, just listen to this. To be honest, I kind of got... Okay, yeah. AirPods. Nice. Hey, this is a really funky beat. Oh, yeah. And would you say that I...
Thanks so much for showing me.
Okay. Catch you now. See ya.
A big thank you to our guests for this week.
Can we get this in Hump Day Replay?
Definitely.
We love talking tech and banking with Dominic Pym.
Making a contribution to society or making a contribution to other people and sharing knowledge or helping other people improve other people's lives is something that I'm very passionate about.
We learnt about sustainability and coffee with Russell Towers.
Our vision is to try and create organic waste bins at cafes and at roasters. And then from that point onwards, we can create a completely closed loop end of life for these cups.
But our most important conversation in a week of complexity was with our good friend, Crystal Andrews.
When I am able to kind of go through society with some people thinking that I
am white, I access all of the privileges that a white person also accesses because I haven't been put in a different box. So I certainly have had things a lot easier in life than even some of my, you know, like some of my cousins who are much darker looking than I am, who have more Asian features than I do. I've definitely enjoyed some privileges in life, and yeah, that's just another thing to take stock of at this kind of time. It's given me a really good pause for thought.
That's it from me. I've been Dodgy George. Good night, Australia, and happy 10th episode.
Georgie boy, oh, he's done it again.
10 in.
Oh, here we go. Can we... Are we cheersing?
Cheers.
Oh, yeah, cheers. Okay. Great.
Okay. That's nice.
Guys, I have an issue.
What's wrong?
Okay, great. Here we go.
First of all, this isn't big enough. No. I have an issue with you guys having hot guests on the show and not hooking me up in the slightest. There's been a few where I've been like, who the hell, like... Russell's cute.
Yeah, he's also in WA.
I thought you were going to mention the people in Georgie Boy sketches, and I was going to reveal it's all Georgie Boy.
You did look hot, George, in that sketch, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like you guys know that, you know, I'm searching for love, and when you have good-looking, successful, driven, smart men on the show, can we make little cards up with my number on them or something? Like, you just hand them out?
Oh, definitely, we could organise something.
You're going to be in the office more.
Well,
and then we can just feed you through.
You guys were like, you tried to offer me a Zoom chat this morning, and I was like, I want to come in. And we actually we broke a record this morning, did we not, Josh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You haven't had a hug.
I forced a hug on you.
You haven't had a hug with anyone since COVID.
you didn't stand a chance. Yes. I was coming in hot.
I think it was my first hug outside of family as well, like a mate.
Just know that I took lockdown very seriously. I mean, I did go on a few ISO dates, but I took it pretty seriously.
Well, right now there is zero new cases in Australia, and that's been for a couple of days. Sebs, can you look it up?
Four in this room. So annoying.
No, but so no local cases. So international people coming in, there might be a few. Mm-hmm. We've actually got a friend in one of the hotels in the city, one of Bodie's mates' parents and the kids. So they went to Mexico in the crazy time before, and then they have come back. And so there's... Lucia and her three-year-old kid in one small little room. Crazy.
Can they actually...
For 2 weeks, right?
So is there flights internationally at the moment?
They've just had the last couple come in from LA.
I think there's always been Monday. Flights. There's always been like if you have... If there's some... They can't just not fly people
No, so listen
out.
To this. So Monday was one of the second last, and then yesterday I think was the last, a part of the government... subsidized get people home scheme. And so that's where it was like you could jump on one of those flights. But they're looking at how can they introduce or how are the government going to cover for more people being able to come home. And
well, I'm going home tomorrow for the first time since Christmas. And it was
Sydney?
Sydney, yeah. For those playing at home. But it was an absolute bitch to get to Sydney. I wanted to go home 2 weeks ago.
You know the question I want to know, Josh.
Which one?
How much?
How much did you pay?
Well, I actually was lucky. So I was supposed to speak at a dementia conference next week that was happening in Sydney. And through that, they'd booked me flights. Conference was cancelled, but they were lovely enough to say, hey, look, I was doing it pro bono just because I want to raise awareness for dementia because of my mum passing away from it. But they were lucky enough to say, hey, look, conference has been cancelled. We're going to take it online probably in August to correlate with Dementia Awareness Month. But, you know, we'd love to gift you the flights anyway so you can go see your family.
Man, that's so nice.
So I was really lucky. But I was looking myself to fly up a couple of weeks back. I wanted to be home for Mother's Day for obvious reasons. Mm. They were like $1,000 plus.
Mm. Yeah.
That was the first one. One after that was $3,000. It jumped from $1,000 to $3,000 to fly an hour and a half flight up to Sydney. Another one wanted me to go via Adelaide. It was like a 36-hour round trip.
Via Adelaide to get to Sydney.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Good stopper.
Fuck.
So many people I know have been driving up because it's just impossible. Don't get any snacks, no water. We're told to bring our own water.
I mean, it's an hour flight. You'll be right.
I agree with you, but just being told I won't have any snacks on board suddenly makes me want to buy like a lunchbox full of snacks.
Yeah. It's a pretty forward question for me, but have you ever pooed on a plane?
Why? I just told you I hate talking about this shit. Well,
you shouldn't have said you hate talking about it, because I now want to talk about it.
Statistically, as a travel blogger, I'm sure I have. Probably.
But you don't know. You can't confirm?
No.
Wow. No, that's not a huge. Because I shit every time I'm on a plane.
Why? Really? JJ does.
I've been on, look, not to... to
Oh my god!
I've been on a lot of flights. I've done a lot of travel.
I love that up before watching that, you'd already mentioned Afghanistan before even watching that.
Pakistan. But he has been to Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah.
You've flown over.
It's not a competition though.
But do you know what? I do have to. I will tell you this. When I press the flush button, I immediately cover my hands over my ears like a toddler because that noise terrifies me. So I press it and then
just
I go like this straight away.
Entering into the system.
No, it's fine. You're doing me no favours here.
You're like my son. He can't have the hand dryer in toilets. It's too noisy for him. Can't have, you know,
well,
hair dryers.
That's one level, but that flush is something else. Yeah. It fills the whole room up. There's air coming from it.
Yeah.
You're like, am I about to get sucked back out that way? Or?
Where's it going? Is it sending it out?
It does not go.
No, it doesn't go. It just drops down onto the ground.
Oh, you're talking about
No, it does not.
I think there is international flights where they do release.
Mace,
it breaks down by the time it gets to the floor. It's like 36,000 feet, I betcha.
Absolutely, no way, dude. This is blasphemy.
I'll have it maybe on some sort of international flights, maybe Tiger, and it's a mistake.
I'm feeling this already, by the way.
Yeah, isn't it funny you have like a sip and it just hits your bloods and
it's
you're
the
like
bubbles oh. And it's the light and it's the heat in here. It's hot in here.
Sevs has a new level of confidence.
Doesn't he?
And
you mentioned that upstairs, Tully. You're like, watch that kid.
He's coming for you. He's coming for you. You've just blossomed since I met you. Don't you make me blush.
Have you seen TJ, have you seen his Instagram bio?
Did you see that?
Now we all have to have a look.
Do you still follow him, Tully?
Of course I follow him.
I never know, you know.
It feels like he didn't even, from the guy who we describe as vanilla.
God, it's a good photo. That's a great. Oh, he's had a producer.
Okay, and so can you read the bio, TJ?
just a fruity guy who loves a G&T.
Far out.
What the fuck?
And this was after you deleted 400 followers?
You know what? Your profile photo should be you with a glass of G&T doing this.
No, that is a great profile photo. Can we just go back to LA when I had to trick him into drinking because he didn't like any... I had to find a drink that he would actually drink, which was tough because he doesn't like anything, including... Oh, he's done pretty well, actually.
Oh, he smashed it.
I had to get him pineapple somethings because it just tastes like fruit juice.
That's right.
And then we got the wet pussies. And because if you guys haven't been to LA, they just free pour. So I ordered 4 wet pussy shots, which should be like shots. But they gave us like this much.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, I couldn't believe just the size of the shot glasses. Like they're proper glasses. It's a cup.
It's George's cup. Yeah, they don't have shot glasses over there. It's useless.
It was literally like that. And it was half full. And that was a shot. Yeah. And Mace just threw it back and then all of a sudden needed to wee a lot.
Oh, yeah. Mate, I can't stand up. I can't stand up. Oh, my God.
I can't see straight. Everything's really fuzzy.
It was so cute, though.
It was so cute.
So he's come a long way since then.
Absolutely.
We've all evolved, but him more specifically. He's really evolved.
He's coming into his own. It's like a little butterfly coming out of his cocoon.
It is.
I'm just going to be kicking myself, aren't I?
You lost out, Tully. Sorry, babe.
I just have this feeling that, like, I could, if I wanted to, I could probably.
Nah, absolutely not, mate. You haven't seen his puppy dog eyes.
No, that's
It's like an emoji with the love hearts. That's Sevs.
Or like the one that's like it's about to start crying, like the big, like the actual puppy dog eye one where it's like looking really like.
That's him. He's Bless. Found love. It's beautiful, really.
I mean, who knows though when you guys meet? Like, I'm also.
Oh, shit.
It's a whole other level, you know? Like, it's a whole other thing. I've got a date in Sydney with a guy I've been talking to for about a month. We accidentally matched because all the dating apps change their parameters with isolation. So Tinder made it.
Are you saying he had no business matching?
I got matched with a 6.
No,
I'm giving him a shot. Yeah, exactly. In the background,
but he's only got 2,000.
Are you guys
followers.
Done? Are you done?
Sorry, boss.
Are you done?
It's the percentage.
Let me know
it's
when you're done.
Especially with your percentage.
Why is everyone pointing? Everyone's got their drink and they're pointing at me.
Mate, we're going to the pub after this.
It's not Friday, is it? No, it's Wednesday.
Tully.
Did we finish the bottle?
No.
No,
we got more.
You want more, Mace? Yes, babe. I've created a monster.
Go, Mason. Take it.
So anyway, so Tinder made it so there was no longer geo-targeting. So you could talk to anyone from all over the world, which is the same as Raya, which we've discussed before. Raya is the dating app for attractive celebrities.
How important is the attractive bit?
Guys, I have a story for you. Guess who I matched with on Raya?
Hang on. WordPress found
it. No. Matt,
Explore
it. It was a Mozilla Firefox.
This is hands down
my Internet Explorer. Like,
no.
Kim.com.
I just come here to get bullied. I get enough trolling on my Instagram. I need to come here and have real life trolling. No. Guys,
at least we give Prosecco.
We've had some funny, you know, we've discussed before my funny matches, stuff like McLovin from Superbad was one of my funny ones.
Oh, was that one?
Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter, another hilarious match. Tayo Cruz. What?
This is all in LA, yeah?
No, this is here. Raya doesn't have geotagging.
Doesn't Malfoy live in England?
Yeah, so Raya, you can talk to anyone. It's for people that travel a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can talk to anyone all over the world. Guess who I matched with during ISO?
Australian? Give us a few wins because I love this game.
Tommy, you're into basketball. Are you for the NBA?
No, but I'll say I watched the Michael Jordan doco, so I'm pretty much
okay,
savvy.
So he plays for the NBA. He's like top
Is player. He Aussie?
No.
Okay.
No, well, the main...
top player.
LeBron is married.
Steph's married. He's got kids.
Steph Curry's married.
He's got kids. That's going to be so annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I think he's so hot. I already followed him and I recognized because it has their photo of them and then it has their Instagram handle and I was like, that Instagram handle sounds familiar. And I was like, holy shit. And I swiped right thinking he's ever going to match with me.
Is
and it was
Bogut?
Instant match. No.
Andrew Bogut.
He's American.
Why
is
he's
that American.
Funny?
He's not a top player.
Yes, he is.
He was. He plays for Milwaukee.
I don't know if I'd say
I used to know him. He used to come in. Grew up in Frankston. Used to come to the gym, though.
He's great. I don't know if he's top 10.
For Rangers. Denham Rangers.
Yeah, and Milwaukee, I'm pretty sure.
You guys finish guessing?
I'm going to guess
he's like top five players. Yeah, he's American. I'd say top five players in the NBA league at the moment.
Top five players.
I would say top five.
Okay, this is
a
fun game.
A friend of mine who likes the NBA.
Oh, Kevin Durant.
Bingo.
Really?
Mate, he's number two. LeBron, Kevin Durant.
Guys, you match with him. Mace, you know, you had your chance. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
we match. The chat's really good. Do you want to hear the chat?
My God, this is what fucking pisses me off. He's my age.
Why is that
a superstar? He's
born
in 88.
I'm pretty sure he also has a long-term
girlfriend.
That's
quite old for a sports person.
All right, mate. You're calling me fucking old?
No, it's
okay,
the end
so this
of the
is
career.
The chat. You guys want to hear how good the chat is?
Yeah, great.
So this is the 18th of April, 2020 at 5:42 p.m. We matched and I said, thinking I was being kind of cute, well, my Saturday night in isolation just got slightly less depressing. And then I said, hello. And he responds, why?
He's a sports player.
I said, well, I was hoping for conversation at the time, but the reply was a touch delayed. It was like 10 days later. And then that's been it.
Oh, wow.
So good chat.
Kevin Durant.
Good chat.
Do you think it is?
So is that a win?
No, it's definitely him because it's connected to his official Instagram. You can see that there.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah. Now we've got a full screen.
We've got a full screen.
Oh, so it's got a video.
Yeah,
So this is...
This is how Raya works.
It's a slideshow.
Oh, he's in Paris.
It's like a PowerPoint presentation.
To be fair, not a single photo of him playing basketball, which I thought was kind of nice.
Yeah.
He was trying to pretend that his name wasn't recognized across the globe.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm, gangster.
I mean, I guess the thing is that you would...
I know a girl who somehow, it was just through sliding into the DMs, NFL player, you know, had a 10, 15 million buck contract, was like... DMing this girl, they started a sort of online relationship. He was like booked her flights to come over and
she
sort of chickened. Like, it seems fucking ridiculous. I know your DMs are a dangerous place.
Mm-hmm.
Not on like people just sliding into them. And
yeah.
Have you ever had any offers to fly you places? I actually know one of the stories, but probably shouldn't mention it. It's fucking crazy. I'll tell you that much. That's what you get for being friends with Tully, these secret
have
stories.
Have you seen the Epstein doco?
I have.
speaking
of talking about flying.
It was not Epstein, guys. It was, yeah. I was not.
No.
I did not give Epstein a massage.
And so that was fucked up, that doco.
You know what? It's going to get a lot more fucked up. Have you seen what's happening with Hillary?
And also, oh my God, you're a conspiracy theorist.
I'm not conspiracy
rabbit hole.
Absolutely
no, but
not.
Just at least rabbit hole. You go down the rabbit hole.
No, I don't because I think it's all really overwhelming. But I do think that even from that documentary, you can see that there's about to be
said mockumentary.
Documentary.
He's
definitely said documentary.
Documentary.
Take a
sip. We mentioned Prince Andrew, the Queen's son. He's been
so obviously implicated.
Not indicted. He's been questioned by someone
agency the US. So annoying. They keep saying like, "Hey, can you come talk?" And then he's like, "I keep saying that I'll do it.
I've already said that three times. Yeah.
Mate, if you've said it three times, you've fucking gone and had the conversation if you're not a creep.
The thing, the nail in his coffin for me, watching that documentary, spoiler alert, the whole thing. I mean, it's out there. It's common knowledge, whole documentary, what it's about, was when that just innocent, the yardsman, the guy that just worked on maintenance was like, "I saw him in the pool with the girl that accused him of doing it. She was top, like, he's got nothing to gain, nothing to lose. He's like, I'm just telling you, I saw him in the pool and that was the chick he was with."
Yeah. Let's zoom out slightly. You reference it as being a sort of the documentary. It's like it's all been a piece of content for us where we've understood the effect it's had on people. But, I mean, that's what sort of Netflix does. They take something that is really serious. Mm-hmm. You could see it as shining light on something to build some momentum behind getting the fucking conviction or something. But it also, on the other side, it's like watching a computer game of a shoot 'em up, and then you see a terrorist attack that's a shoot 'em up, and you're like, I can't tell the difference between the movie just watched and this. Mm. And so what do you think in terms of watching this stuff, what Netflix get out of it as a business? And then also the victims and the atrociousness.
I found it interesting because so many of the victims who were part of the court case were a part of the documentary. Like they all sat down one-on-one with Netflix. I feel like that to me gave it more credibility. I was like, okay, so they've all decided to come on board, all of them who are part of the public lawsuit. To me, I was like, that gave it more. I don't know.
Well, I think it's cathartic, and I can't speak for anybody who's been a victim.
They didn't get to face him in court because he killed himself. So it was probably, a huge bit of closure for them, I would say.
Well, it feels like, the courtroom was going to be a platform for them to express.
Well, they said that. A few of them said, I was really looking forward to my day in court. I wanted to stand up there. I wanted to face Jeffrey Epstein. I wanted to tell him what he did to me, how it affected me, how it's still affecting me. And I think two of them got to do that, and then he killed himself. There are conspiracy theories that he didn't kill himself.
I'm with you on.
And
you think he did kill himself?
No, I don't think he did.
Okay, yeah,
it's too dodgy.
Did you go? Okay, again, I'm not into conspiracy theories, but
I feel like you researched this shit though.
I don't just talk, without doing my fact checking. So if you look at the image of his room, first of all,
but after a couple of prosecco,
I'm out. By the way,
Mason.
If you look at first of all, there were so many things that just went wrong that night, right?
Yeah,
cameras just weren't on. Security guards, they were down a number that, like, there were just too many coincidences. But my thing was, looking at his room, the bunk bed that they found him in, there was not enough drop to kill yourself. The drop from his top bunk.
He would have had to lean forward, but there's still not that much momentum.
That's not what.
Sorry, Sevs has just filled himself up before he fills Tully up.
Greedy fuck. Don't you think?
GB went through
it. Absolutely.
Do you want this one?
No.
You don't want that?
Just to like share.
Sorry, Tully.
It's fine. You know what? This is why we wouldn't have worked.
We can get one.
Georgie boy's getting fruity. Add it to your bio.
I'll get my Uber Eats on. We'll just get on the VWS, but I'll deliver here.
You can do that? I've never had alcohol delivered like that.
Where's my phone?
In fact, the other night I had a date at my house.
Where's my phone?
I don't know. Where is
your phone? Why are you pissed off?
I want to hear the story about the date.
I had a date at my house. It was a ISO date. So it was at my house. One person, it's fine. It was all above board. And we went through our alcohol. And so I went to order more. And it was like, "Do you want to also order this cruiser snorkel for $50? And I was like, "I absolutely do want to order that."
Snorkel? Is that like a beer bottle?
Have you seen what everyone's been doing them lately?
No.
It's a new thing with the cool kids. Mace, you should be across this.
What is it called?
The fruity guy from Instagram.
Definitely.
Say cruiser snorkel. So cruisers,
but you wouldn't do it with a gin.
Cruisers are back, guys. Cruisers are back. They're cool again now. People are doing cruisers again.
Sugar-free ones.
So you stick it in like this, right? You stick it in like this.
So you're putting your finger. Yeah,
no. This is the snorkel.
I'm trying to explain it for the audio.
It takes the carbonation out of it. Mm-hmm. Then you hold this end of it, flip it up, let it go, and it just go it's straight like a beer bong, down your throat.
A different way of doing it, right?
And so this was created in ISO.
So I'm on a date, right? And we've gone through. He bought a really respectable six pack of beer. Like, imagine rocking up with a case. Be like, wait, mate, how long are you staying here for? Like, how drunk are we getting? I had a couple of bottles of rosé, and then we went through the
Before
alcohol.
He got there.
Fuck you, Josh. And so I was like, oh, we're out of alcohol. Don't worry, I'll just order someone Uber Eats. When my, you know, Uber Eats when BWS, and it was like, hey, do you want to also order this? It's snorkel. And I was like, we're having a good time. I'm sure that's a bonding activity we could do. $50 for a bit of rubber and some metal.
Did you get the bonus ice pipes as well?
No, I did not. But you know what? I think nothing says romance like watching a girl that you're trying to maybe date really throw back a cruiser, like straight down the, you know, no gag.
Did he appreciate it? Like, was he?
I put two away.
Really?
This is not, I don't do myself any favours, do I? I come in here and I don't do myself any favours.
You serve it up.
Wait, guys, back to my original story. So I also have a date with some guy that I haven't met yet in Sydney on Thursday with a guy I've been talking to. So Tinder made it that you could talk to anyone in the world. There was no, you could talk to someone in Paris, someone in Johannesburg, whatever. And then Bumble made it that you could talk, you could make your distance. So usually you go, oh, I want to speak to people in a 10K radius. People in your area, and you can make it go as far as wide or wide as you want. And they made it you talk to anyone in Australia. But I didn't know that, and I kind of did it all overnight. And so I was swiping, thinking that I'm like, oh, there are all these cute new boys in Melbourne. What the hell? But he was in Sydney.
Frankston.
He was in Sydney. He was in Sydney. So we've been talking for a bit, and we've got a date on Thursday. And I'm really nervous about meeting someone in real life.
Are you going to location? Like a
obviously, I'm a control freak and I've planned the whole thing.
Okay, no, that's good.
But I'm just, you know, he's really chill. He's like, you know, we get along really well. Like, we have a really good time. We talk every day. We talk all day via text and we talk every day on the phone. Like, why would this be a success? And I'm like, you can get along with someone really well, but if there's not that chemistry when you meet them, like, it's fun. It's, you're just mates.
Has your sexting changed since being in ISO?
I actually, yeah. It's a good story. I've never been a fan of phone sex. I thought, I'm like, it's not the same. How can you
get into
it?
Is there a difference at phone sex versus sexting? Phone sex, I imagine, like, you're using one of those burger phones from the 90s talking about taking off your pants.
AirPods are much easier to do a bunch of stuff whilst speaking.
But the AirPods are so shit. You know? The problem.
Says the guy with the latest AirPods.
Yeah, I've got the AirPod Pros.
Oh, the ugly
noise cancellation.
They come in the thing.
I heard a great story about it. Like, the whole VR thing, I want to hear this, but the VR, I'm going to stop pointing. Now, the whole VRing, like watching porn, like the idea of having goggles on and having headphones on.
Risky.
And just
while nude.
I just don't think that's a problem. Hang on. You're not doing anything with this part of your face or your head when you're jerking off. So
your
why not?
Your housemate could just be like watching. Go, hey,
why are you fucking with your door open?
Okay, well, yeah, so that's the thing, I guess. So you've got...
It's called privacy. You shut your door. Okay. Put some music on.
That makes
light
sense.
A candle.
And so anyway, sexting has changed for you?
Yeah. Yeah, I had my first proper, like, phone sex session.
And so what does that entail?
Well, I was really drunk. I know, shock horror. I was really drunk and called him away home. And then before I knew it, I just never thought it was an actual thing, but it's a thing.
And so it's AirPods and then talking dirty while you're both masturbating?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Okay. And then is it like FaceTime or
no? He was like, send me. I'm like, no. No one looks cute when they're masturbating. Who looks cute when they're masturbating? Mm-hmm.
And so what in those scenarios you're just wanting
is it photos?
Audio? Like, so what do
I sent him some photos that I'd already taken where I looked cute. So you had that as like a visual stimulus.
And then you
Why?
What are the AirPods for?
It's a good question. Talk to them.
Oh, so it's audio. It's just an audio.
Yeah. Like a lot of heavy breathing, apparently.
And so I feel like heavy breathing would get lost on the AirPods. It's annoying.
I don't know, is this with consent? Where are we going?
No, I was just thinking about Sebs has been wanking solo most of his life and he doesn't understand the AirPods.
I want to workshop this with Sebs because we've both got, you know, a really big date coming up. Mm. Are you not at all nervous that it's not going to, because the guy that I'm talking to he's like, I don't know why you're worried. This is going to be great. I'm like, but what if it's not?
Guy you phone sexed with?
Yes, he is. But what if we meet and it's like, we're just good friends. Like, we just get along really well, but I actually don't want to jump your bones.
Well, we're going for a week away together.
Wow, that's really jumping right into it.
The day after she arrives.
That's ballsy, man. That's
Rod,
ballsy.
Rod from Airbnb is paying for it.
Yeah. Rod, bleak Airbnb. Can I just tell you, my mum and dad got married 3 months after they met.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
And I think maybe it was my mum or dad, they dropped that they didn't have sex before they were married. And look, they're together.
Mm. You know, I guess you have no choice, 40 years later, Sebs, because you live at home. So you can't really have your own space if she came and stayed with you, could you?
I think, yeah. I mean,
he's
got
his own bedroom.
The fridge would be full, though. It would be great.
Wow. Yeah, you got downstairs. That makes me so anxious because my guy said something similar. He wanted to go away down the coast for a bit. And I was like, wait, being trapped with just, what if it doesn't work? It's just you and me in a quiet, sleepy town. And like, that terrifies me. Mm. But you're down. You're all in.
Yeah. No, I'm excited.
And so what's the worst case scenario?
Well, I've had so many bad ones. Like, I've gone
But I think that's why you're thinking the way you are.
Well, yeah, because I'm so old. Like, the thing, Jen, you know, my best friend Jen, you know, she's like, I commend you so much because there's so many times I've gone, you know what, I'm just going to fly to XYZ and just give it a go. But it never works, ever. Yeah. I'm sure yours will. But, so I'm definitely nervous, for sure.
And so how long you spend, like, what have you dedicated to in regards to that time?
So I've got a date on Thursday night and then we're just going to play it by ear after that, depending on how that goes. Like, he was down to, like, getting an Airbnb for the first 4 nights together. And I was like, what if you hate me? What if I hate you?
And so I guess, is it too presumptuous, say, Sev's, you know, Grace is his girlfriend now. Is it presumptuous to be like, here's my bed, you're sleeping.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, I want the option to be able to be like, what if I don't want to sleep with you on the first night?
Mm-hmm.
So if we had an Airbnb together.
You still have the option if you're sleeping in the same bed.
No, I know.
You don't have to tell
me. I don't know. It just panics me. Maybe I've just been alone for too long.
I think also being a female, I think it's like an extra layer of caution.
I also just think I'm just self-sabotaging, really, which is like very on brand for me.
Self-sabotaging in the sense of he's saying all the right things. He's saying,
it's making me run away further away.
And so
the
nicer
he is, the more I'm like, oh, can you not? Like yesterday he asked me what my favorite flower was. I'm like, please don't buy me flowers.
Really?
Please don't buy me flowers.
He could be putting one of the, what's the 40 days, 40 nights.
Orchid.
Orchid or whatever. Yeah. I mean, it is interesting. Like, so do you think that you're... it's real fucked up. You know, I remember when I was younger reading Assholes Finish First and went through like 2 weeks of just being a cunt to
you
everyone.
You read the game. Is it the game?
No, so there's a guy, fuck, I've gone blank on his name from
Neil
the Prosecco.
Strauss,
no, not Neil Strauss.
And don't ever blame the Prosecco.
Tucker Max.
Oh, yeah, Tucker
so
Max.
So Tucker Max is this sort of like, it'd definitely be cancelled in 2020, probably cancelled 10 years ago. But anyway, he'll talk about these outrageous
stories.
Yeah,
isn't it called The Game? I thought the book was The Game.
The Game has negging and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, negging and peacocking.
Yeah. And so how much of it do you think is it real around the negative, like being drawn to negative energy?
I honestly, I mean, this is getting deep here, but I think it's more of a me thing. And I've been told by various psychologists that I, you know, with thanks to a bunch of stuff in my past, my childhood, but also dating awful guys that, you know, treat me badly, I just believe that I'm hard to love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I date guys that reaffirm that treat me badly and don't want to be with me because I go, oh, see, I was right. I'm hard to love. So when I meet someone that's like, actually, I think you're really lovable and I think you're sweet and kind and I want to see you and I want to get to know you and I want to spend time with you, I'm like, oh, whoa, what? you're a freak like that. You can't be all there in the head. And I just run and just date other guys that are like, no, actually, you are crazy because that just confirms what I believe.
And so how do you get around that?
Lots of years of therapy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to give it a chance, but I admire your bravery and you're just all in because I'm there being like, oh, I might maybe give you an hour slot on Thursday and then never speak to you ever again. Mm. Like even just like looking at me, right, I'm like tearing up paper, thinking about it and sweating. Oh,
what
no,
is that? Which paper is that? That's not.
It was from, the.
Do you think that you have high expectations or low expectations of
I
people?
I think it's going to be low. I think everyone's going to let me down always or abandon me.
Have we?
No. Never. I mean, Mace has. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, fresh off the back of the game.
I think a lot of people will be doing a lot of dating for the first. I mean, people have been talking online, not being able to meet, and it's going to be an interesting time, I think, for people who get to actually finally meet these people in real life.
I think you've actually got one of those bits of thing on your shoulder.
Yeah,
on your
left shoulder. Yeah, it's a look.
There's a screensaver. Looks like gold flake.
Oh yeah,
looks
gold flake. That's a Georgie Boy move if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
All right, Tully. Yeah, we should definitely get you back on. It's good to hang out after ISO.
Yeah, it's always good to
ISO.
See you guys.
What number is this? Third?
This
fourth?
Is the fourth. Well, Tully joined us for Friday Night Drinks.
Oh, yeah. So we're adding that as a... So what?
If it is one, then it's
you
the...
You hated that.
It's the fifth.
I loved that. Oh, hang really? On. I actually had a really good time doing
good.
That.
That's great.
We I loved that.
So Friday Night Drinks is on Friday.
It's Friday.
Will you come?
Yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan of not always having the mic. I like to speak when
I felt that. I felt that.
Yeah.
It's vibing.
You and Gem.
I want to be
share.
Able to speak. Yeah. Gem and I probably can't share a microphone. That's a terrible idea. No, but having to share the mic with like 12 other people, I'm like, wait, I have something to say again.
Yeah.
But it was
that's
fun.
Why you need your own podcast. I tell you what.
You're right. I do need my own podcast. I really should get onto that.
The Tully Show.
I should.
It's a daily talk show. We'll go get some more Prosecco maybe.
Yes. Yeah,
definitely. I might even, like, it's really? Funny. It doesn't take much for me to be like, I'm going to get eat something naughty as well. Like, I just add
really?
One.
What are you thinking?
We've got hang on. We've got a 2:30 with the accountant.
Hot chips.
How much can we get in before then?
Hot chips. We can do it.
Yum.
All right.
All right, guys. Love you. Thank you.
It's a daily talk show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.